Tanya for the 16th of Adar Beis is in Perek Lamed Zayin, chapter 37, page 494. Umeach hashaklolus nefesh achayunis, shebeklolus Yisrael, tihiyem merkova kedeshol Hashem. Once the animal soul of all the Jews of the world become a vehicle, a chariot for God's holiness, Azai gam klolus hachayu shalelam hazeh shehi klipas nega achshov, then the vitality of this world, which is today before Mashiach, klipas nega teitze oz mitumos of chaloso vitalu l'gdusha, it will then also come out of its unholiness and of its sickness, of its state of sickness, and it will be elevated to holiness. Sickness is a word, a term used to describe klipa, because sickness means basically, even in the physical, sickness means an impurity, a lack of health or perfection in the body, in the keli, which causes the neshama or the nefesh to be separated from the body. The body is a keli for the nefesh. And when it is a proper keli, and the nefesh flows effortlessly through the keli, that's called good health. That's called life. Whereas sickness means where there's some disturbance and some blockage, where the keli is not sensitive and not clean, and so that the nefesh can't flow easily through the keli, and that causes pain, disturbance, disruption, and illness. In the same way, the klipa is called an illness because of its thickness or because of its grubkeit. It doesn't allow godliness to flow where there is klipa, so that is not a keli to the chayus. And when the keli to the chayus is not functioning properly, is not receptive, then that is the state of illness. But when all the animal souls of all the Jews of the world will be a keli to godliness, and godliness will flow through them, then the world itself will also become a keli, because the animal soul of the Jew is klipas nega, and the world is also klipas nega. So through elevating our klipas nega, the klipas nega within us, we elevate also the entirety of klipa, which is the whole world. Li yes merkova l'Hashem, and it will become a chariot to God, b'his galus kvedei, when godliness will be revealed. V'zo kol basar yachdav, and all flesh will see together. All people will see godliness, the glory of God, which is not directly godliness. As he'll soon say concerning the Jew, that to the Jew the godliness of God is revealed, whereas to the world the glory of God is revealed. And God will reveal himself to them in his majestic beauty and so on. And the glory of God, again the kavod of God, will fill the world, and kavod basically usually means a garment. So that godliness will be revealed, but through a garment. The Yisrael, and concerning the Jews, Yiru ayin ba'ayin, they will see eye to eye, kibbe matan teira, as already had happened. At the giving of the teira, d'chsir ata harei saladas, ki Hashem hu alikim eined mulvadi. That this fact that eined mulvadi, that God is also alikim, and there is nothing besides God, that is something that at the giving of the Torah, at Matan Torah, God showed us so that we would know, so that we actually saw it. And then another step. Once the klipas nega is elevated and it becomes absorbed into godliness and becomes a chariot to God, then the second step is that the totally dark klipa becomes nullified, annihilated. Because even the darkest klipa, the most unholy klipa, gets its energy from godliness, from holiness. Only it gets it indirectly, and what in its indirect flow of life from holiness to the dark klipa, the step in between is al yedei klipas nega hamemutzaz beinayim. It comes to the totally dark klipa through klipas nega, which is the bridge between them, between holiness and the totally dark klipa. So once the klipas nega, which is that bridge, becomes absorbed into godliness and becomes one with godliness, then it too becomes too high, too distant for the totally dark klipa to reach, to be able to draw off energy and life. And so once that happens, the totally dark klipa has no access to holiness, and therefore its source of energy is cut off, it's severed, and the totally dark klipa is nullified and annihilated. In the Hayem Yain, for the 16th of Adar Sheni, Tezayin Adar Sheni, the Rebbe writes, Me'avedas bal esek, part of the aveda of a businessman, is le'ere ba'atzmei ha'emuno b'tochen gomur b'hazon u'mefarnes l'kol bosor. The businessman's aveda is to arouse, to stimulate within himself the emuna, the faith and the trust in the one who sustains and feeds all flesh. Ki hu yisbarich giten loy parnasose b'revach. He has to believe and trust that God will give him his parnasa abundantly. V'tzarech li yis b'simcha v'tuv levav be'emes. And he has to be joyful and glad, and the joy has to be an honest joy. The result of this emun and bitachon is that not only he believes that God can feed him and give him parnasa, but that he trusts with a certainty that God will, so that he is already joyful and he's already in a good mood, as if the parnasa is already set aside for him and available to him.